Hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I bear witness for the Lord.
Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名做见证。
Praise and thank God, I had the opportunity to spend 10 days in Hawaii this last week.
感谢神在过去十天的时间我能够在夏威夷教会工作。
Praise and thank God, you can truly see that God is with our church.
我们可以感谢主的，就是说神真的与我们教会同在。
But the last 3 days, Pastor Huang and I, we got very sick.
但是在三天前这个黄世明传道跟我我们都生病。
Actually, Pastor Huang just called me today. He's still very, very sick.
这个黄传道还打电话给我说今天为止他还是病得很严重。
And the beginning, we don't understand why we got so sick.
刚开始的时候没有办法明白为什么我们会生病。
And then we realized actually during the evangelical service and speech convocation, the Hawaiian culture is every time you finish praying, then we go around and shake everybody's hand.
因为每次我们聚会以后大家还没有分开之前就是跟每一个人都要握手。
So every single night you shake about 50 people's hands, right?
所以每天晚上你跟50个人握手。
So whoever gets sick, we also get sick.
所以都是当中有人生病接着握手就也会传染病给我们。
But for us, we keep forgetting to wash our hands after we shake everybody's hands. So that's why Pastor Huang and I got really sick.
那我们跟这么多人握手之后我们忘记洗手所以结果还传着跟我们就生病了。
But praise and thank God, this time, God added, four new people to the fold.
那感谢主借着这一次的灵恩布道会神加添四个人到夏威夷的教会。
And really praise and thank God, this time, the Hawaii is really, the members, their faith is very strong.
感谢神的就是说夏威夷教会的弟兄姐妹大家信心都不错。
Every single night, for evangelical service, we have about 5 to 6truth seekers.
每个晚上的布道会大概都有5到6个慕道友。
And every single night, almost every single members came to church for evangelical service and spiritual convocation.
每个晚上的时候几乎每一位信徒都来参加这个布道会以及到最后的灵恩会。
Actually, this is really a big shock for us.
那对我们来讲是很值得我们惊讶的事。
But we really praise and thank God because the brothers and sisters in Hawaii, they've been working very hard, trying to bring people and also pray for one another.
那感谢主持说下一位教会的弟兄姐妹一直带领人来而且彼此带导。
But actually to add 4 new souls is not an easy thing.
就是说加添四个这个受洗的人数也不算容易。
Actually, 3 of them are children.
那么三位是小孩子。
And they all belong to the same family.
他们说属一个家人。
Because the wife is a believer.
这个家庭的这个家的太太是一个信主的。
But the husband is not.
但是先生不信主。
So the wife been waiting for her children to be baptized for a while, but her husband still, pretty much tell them to wait.
所以这个母亲要孩子受洗但是呢父亲还是不愿意。
For some reason or another, every single year when they're about to baptize the children, they get a very bad cough, right? They get sick.
那么在过去每次要跟这个孩子受洗的时候，这孩子他们都生病这个咳嗽。
And this year the same thing.
那么今年也是一样。
2 days before baptism, the baby is okay. Actually, the baby on that last day he was also very sick, but all three of them got very sick.
那今年也是一样这三个孩子这个。都是很病重。
But thank God that really God moved the husband's heart for the children to be baptized.
但是感谢神，就说神感动这个先生让他愿意使他的孩子受洗。
Actually, we find out that in Hawaii there's a lot of Chinese members.
那我们在夏威夷发现有很多的从中国大陆来的这个信徒。
But many of them do not come to church.
但是呢，很多人都没有来教会。
And it's funny when we ask them why don't you come to church.
我问他们说你为什么不来教会
they say oh, because the culture is very different
他们说这个跟夏威夷当地的风俗这个很不相同是有
关系 because all the Hawaiian brothers and sisters they speak English
因为这夏威夷的弟兄姐妹都是讲英文
and a Chinese member a lot of them they are not fluent in English so every time they come to church they feel like they are left out
但是很多从这个中国大陆来的这个信徒他们讲中文所以他们到教会来就觉得他们被这个忽视了。
Actually, I think this is for me is very funny.
对我来讲这是有点很好笑的事。
Because and then we can see what it's like really to be in the States, right? That when you don't speak the language, you don't understand the culture, it's really difficult for everybody.
啊，那我们啊发现在这本土的地方也是一样啊，你都是不讲这个当地的语言啊，不懂得当地的文化，那么你跟别人都不一样。
But also we praise and thank God. One of the old person also get baptized, 82 or 83.
那感谢主，还有一个是82、83岁的人也受洗。
He's an old Chinese gentleman.
啊，他就是一个中国的一个啊，这个老的中国。
Really, for him to get baptized is a miracle.
啊，对他来讲啊，受洗是一件。
He only came to church once a long time ago.
啊，他只有很早以前来过教会一次。
So just happened this time we went to visit him right the day before baptism, before a speech convocation started.
啊，在这一次的灵恩布道会之前，我们去访问他。
And then, you know, he just decided he wanted to get baptized.
啊，那他决定说他要受洗。
Of course, he's very old. It's very difficult for him even to walk. But thank God, he decided to get baptized.
啊，他年纪很大，啊，这个走路都有困难啊，但是感谢主，他决定要受洗。
And we also thank God, one of the Chinese young brother in Hawaii, he's very fervent, so he's the one to try and take care all the Chinese members there.
啊，感谢主，有一个年轻的弟兄啊，他很热心。所以他大部分的时间都是照顾别人。
And hopefully, really by next year, they can have their own prayer house, because there's a lot of members. It's like you put all together, at least, you know, 15 to 20 of them.
那希望到明年这个时候，他们也可以成立另外一个祈祷所。因为大概有这个。
So the reason I told you this testimony, because we want tonight, want to continue to study Book of Acts that the Lord added to the church daily.
我跟大家讲这个见证，因为今天晚上我们要查考《使徒行传》，就是说主将得救的人数天天的加给他们。
We can see if God truly want to add a new soul to the church is very easy.
都是神愿意使这个得救人数增加是很容易的事。
But at the same time, it's very difficult.
但是好像同时又是很困难。
Let's turn the book of Acts chapter 2.
我们看《使徒行传》的第二章。
The book of Acts chapter 2, verse 47.
第二章的第47节。
Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved.
说赞美神使得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
We know in chapter 1, our Lord Jesus Christ commanded his disciples to stay in Jerusalem to receive the Holy Spirit.
在第一章，主耶稣吩咐门徒要带着耶路撒冷，只等到领受从上头来的能力。
And then chapter 2, the day of Pentecost came, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
第二章就是五旬节圣灵一到，他们都被圣灵充满。
So during that time, Peter and the 11 apostles stood up to preach the salvation to the people.
所以彼得跟11个使徒他们站起来来见证这个福音的道理。
So after his preaching, people were pierced to the heart.
听了彼得的正道之后，众人觉得扎心。
And they asked Peter and the apostles, "What shall we do to be saved?"
问门徒说，我们当怎么行才能够得救呢？
Then Peter told, "We must repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ."
彼得回答说，你们各要悔改，要奉主耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦。
So during that time, 3,000 people were baptized.
因此当时候3,000人受洗。
Just imagine, our Lord Jesus Christ, he would preach over 3 years during that time.
我们想想主耶稣花了3年的时间这个传天国的福音。
But we know in the book of Acts chapter 1, there were only 120 disciples who prayed together in the upper room.
但是在这个马太福音第一章就记载这个120个门徒他们聚集祷告。
And we know that also 450 other disciples also bear witness that Jesus ascended to heaven or Jesus resurrected from the dead.
那么也有450个这个门徒他们见证主耶稣从死里头复活的事。
So after 3 years, maybe he gained only about 500 or 600 disciples that follow him.
所以这个经过这个3年多的时间之后，大概只有500-600人相信。
But Peter, one sermon gained 3,000 souls.
但是借着彼得一次的证道3,000人受洗。
That's why our Lord Jesus Christ told him, "You will do greater things after." After me.
主耶稣对门徒说，你们要行比我更大的事。
Because when our Lord Jesus Christ crucified himself for mankind, then truly the power is in his blood.
因为当主耶稣这个为众人而死的确这个在主耶稣的宝血里头是大有能力。
So through the power of the Holy Spirit and combined with the salvation plan, you can see many people move to come to know Christ.
所以借着耶稣宝血的能力跟着福音的大能就很多人他们来相信受洗归主。
Actually, in the beginning, I said to myself, why did the apostle baptize 3,000 so quickly?
我们刚开始的时候 就问说为什么门徒啊会是三千人这么快就受洗
Because in our church we always discuss that you know when should we baptize a person should we wait or should we baptize them right away so we all have the discussion
啊在我们最近的教会里面啊一个要受洗啊是要等待一段时间查考之后呢或者是马上受洗啊，我们常常讨论。
But just like in chapter 2 here, Peter baptized the disciple very quickly.
啊，但是在第二章这里，好像彼得啊就很快的跟这些人啊是洗礼了。
We also know in chapter 10, he also baptized Cornelius' household also very quickly.
啊，在第十章的时的地方啊，彼得也为哥尼流一家人洗礼啊，也是洗的。
So why did Peter baptize him so quickly?
那为什么彼得那马上就给那些啊这个要愿意接受的人洗礼呢
？Actually, we read chapter 2 verse 5 say, and they dwell in Jerusalem, Jews, devoted men from every nation.
啊，因为在第二章第五节提到说，有虔诚的犹太人从天下各国来住在耶路撒冷。
So during the time was the day of the Pentecost.
啊，因为那个时候啊，就是这个五旬。
So all the devoted men came to Jerusalem to have this Pentecost day, the day of Pentecost.
啊，所以在这五旬节的时候，有虔诚的犹太人从天下各国来。
So they already, you know, engage themselves in worshiping God.
啊，因为他们都是虔诚啊，敬拜神的人。
But the only thing that they did not understand is Jesus is the Messiah.
啊，但是这些虔诚犹太人他们所不了解的啊，就是有关耶稣的
道。So that's why when Peter preached, he preached that Jesus Christ is the Messiah.
啊，所以当彼得来见证说耶稣就是弥赛亚的时候
，And after that, when they come to believe, then Peter baptized them.
啊，那他们来相信之后，啊，彼得就给他们施洗。
Just like Cornelius' household.
啊，跟这个哥尼流一家也是一样。
He was a devoted man.
啊，哥尼流是一个虔诚的人。
He was a generous man.
啊，他也是一个很慷慨的人。
And he prayed to God always.
啊，他常向神祷告。
Not only him, but also him and his household.
啊，不仅是他，他的家人也是一样。
So during that time, the Lord confirmed for Peter baptized him and gave him the Holy Spirit.
啊，所以当时候啊，是借着啊，使他们得到圣灵啊，神使彼得看得见。
But actually, nowadays, not as easy as in the Book of Acts.
啊，好像今天的情况跟使徒时代。
Nowadays, many people do not truly follow the will of God.
啊，因为今天啊，并不是有很多人啊，真心的来。啊，寻求主的道。
And many people also live a very sinful life.
啊，也有很多人过着这个罪恶的生活。
So that's why the church come to decision when people come to church, we need to wait for them also to learn the doctrine and learn the way of the Lord before they get baptized.
啊，因此教会才决定啊，一个人啊来查考道理啊，让他能够明白啊这个主的道理啊，跟这个过基督徒生活之后才决定给他洗礼。
Because true baptism is only once in a lifetime.
啊，因为这一生当中啊，这个一次。啊，这个啊，真正这个得救的洗礼只有一次。
So whoever we want to baptize, we need to make them understand, you know, the doctrine and also the will of the Father.
啊，所以一个人要受洗啊，归主，我们要切实让他知道啊，有关于这个洗礼的道理啊，跟这个洗礼之后啊，这个过基督徒的生活。
But here, chapter 2, verse 47, it says, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily those who be unsafe.
啊，但是在第二章的四十七节啊，讲到说啊，这个赞美神得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
So during that time after 3,000 were saved.
啊，所以这三千人他们受洗之后。
And then the Lord added more people to the church daily.
啊，主耶稣也天天把得救的人加给教会。
What did they do for God to add more people?
啊，到底他们做些什么，让神把这个得救的人天天加给他们
？You can see we read verse 42.
我们读第四十二节就知
道。Verse 42.
啊，四十二节。
And they continued steadfastly in apostle doctrines and fellowship in the breaking of bread and in prayer.
啊，这四十二节说多恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接拨平祈祷。
Actually, verse 42 is some of the reason why God added more people to the church.
啊，这四十二节啊，就是给我们总结啊，为什么说。啊，主将得救的人数天天加给教会。
They say, those who are baptized, they continue steadfastly in the apostle doctrines.
啊，就是因为他们恒心遵守使徒的教训。
Actually, the apostle doctrine is the word of God.
啊，这个使徒的教训就是主的道。
The apostle doctrine is the word of our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，这个主的道啊，也是主耶稣基督的道理。
So during that time, it's very important for them to study the word of God because they just newly converted.
啊，所以当他们刚刚受洗啊，他们来啊这个研究主的道是很重要的。
So that's why God can add many other members to the church.
啊，也正是因为这样，所以啊，神可以把这个得救的人数天天加给他们。
Actually, nowadays is the same thing for us.
啊，今年对我们来讲也是一样。
We ourselves need to read the Word of God daily.
啊，我们本身要每天来读主的道。
Because without knowing the word of God, then we cannot teach those who newly come to Christ.
啊，除非我们真正啊懂得主的道理，我们没有办法教导那些刚受洗归主的人。
That's why every family is very important. We have need to have family fellowship.
啊，那么在每一个家庭啊，建立家庭祭坛也是很重要。
Reading the Bible and praying together.
啊，就是大家读啊圣经，然后一起祷告。
Because in every church we go to, the family is not strong, and then the whole church is not strong.
啊，因为我们不管到哪一个教会去啊，都是这个家庭的信仰不啊不健全的话，那么教会也不会健全。
That's why this time the reason that our Lord can add more people to church because the family itself is very strong during that time.
那么这个时候，主能够把得救的人数天天加给他们啊，因为每一个家庭啊，他们的这个信仰非常的好。
The reason they were strong because they continue steadfastly in the Word of God.
啊，因为他们是恒心遵守属徒的教训。
So for us, it's the same thing.
啊，对我们来讲也是一样。
If you're not steadfast in the word of God, then truly it's very difficult for God to add more people to the church.
啊，若是我们没有办法啊来遵守主的道的话，那么很难啊，主要把这个得救人数加给我们。
So why is it so important for us to continue in reading the word of God?
啊，所以为什么我们要继续读神的道啊，是很重要呢？
Let's turn the book of John, chapter 17.
我们看这约翰福音的第十七章。
The book of John, chapter 17.
约翰福音的第十七章。
Chapter 17, verse 17.
啊，十七章的十七节。
Verse 17.
十七节。
Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth.
啊，他说，求你用真理使他们成圣。你的道就是真理。
Actually, it's very important.For us to have the word of God inside of us.
啊，所以啊，我们就可以知道啊，有神的道在我们心里是很重要的事。
Because the word of God can sanctify us.
啊，因为这个神的道啊，就是可以使我们成
圣。That means the word of God can separate us from the things of the world.
啊，所以神的道可以使我们跟世界啊能够有所分别。
So that's why, as a family.
啊，因此啊，一个家庭来说。
If every single one of us do not read the word of God.
啊，都是每一个成员他们不读神的话。
Then when we come together and have fellowship.
当大家聚集在一起敬拜神的时
候 It's very difficult for us to get along.
啊，我们就不能够啊彼此互相和睦。
Why? Because when the word of God is not inside of us.
啊，为什么呢？因为神的话不在我们心中。
And then it's very difficult to to work in one accord.
那么既然这样子，也很难一起啊同工。
Why? Because if the word of God is not inside of us, then the sin inside of us is not cleansed.
啊，因为都是没有神的话在我们心里头啊，心中的这个罪就没有办法得到洁净。
If the sin of inside us is not cleansed, then it's very difficult truly to work with one another.
啊，都是心中的罪没有办法得到洁净，那么就很难在一起同工了。
Because if you're not sanctified by the word of God, then sometimes we can be very very proud inside our heart.
啊，因为都是没有让神的道来净化我们的心啊，有时候人的心非常骄傲。
If we're not sanctified by the word of God, then sometimes we really not so loving and so kind.
啊，都是没有借着神的道使我们能够成圣的话啊，我们也没有办法真心的去爱人。
Actually, if we're not filled with the word of God, then it's very difficult for us to be a good person.
啊，若是没有办法让神的道啊来帮助我们的话，我们也很难啊做一个很好的人。
So that's why every single family should gather every single night to read the word of God.
啊，也是因为这样子啊，每一个家庭的成员啊，应该每天啊聚集来读神的话。
So the word of God can manifest inside our heart.
那么这样子的话，这神的道就可以在我们心中显明出来。
So when we come to church, we are full of God's, we are full of holiness in
God. 那么这样子，我们在到教会的时候啊，这个教会。啊，都充满这些圣洁的这个。
Actually, when we are holy, it's very easy to get along with one another.
啊，若是大家都到了圣洁的地步，啊，大家可以很和蔼的相处。
Why the word of God can make us more loving?
啊，因为神的话使我们能够啊更加的爱人。
The word of God can give us more understanding.
啊，也能够更加一个了解人。
The word of God can make us more humble.
啊，也可以使我们更加的谦卑。
So that's why before we can come in fellowship, we must read the word of God.
啊，所以也是因为这样，在我们还没有聚集啊，在一起聚会之前，我们自己本身先要读神的话。
So when the family is strong, the whole church is strong.
所以这个家庭啊，这个信心坚固，整个教会信心坚固。
When the whole church is strong, then it's very easy for our Lord to add more people to the church.
那么整个教会都坚固起来之后啊，那么很容易让主啊，使这个得救的人数天天加给我们。
Let's also turn the book of Hebrews chapter 4.
啊，我们来读希伯来书的第四章。
Chapter 4, verse 12.
啊，希伯来书第四章的第十二节。
Chapter 4, verse 12.
四章十二节。
For the word of God is living and is powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing into division of soul and spirit and joints and marrow, and is discerning of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
啊，说神的道是活泼的，有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能够触入啊，拨开，连心中的意念和主意都能辨明。
Actually, the second reason why we should steadfast in the word of God.
这也是第二个原因，为什么我们要在主的道上刚强。
Because the word of God is living and is powerful.
因为神的道是活泼的，是有功效的。
And this word of God can pierce to the division of soul and spirit of joint and marrow and discern of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
这个甚至这个灵魂、灵跟魂、骨节骨髓都能够触入拨开。
Actually, when we fill with the word of God.
所以当我们神的话充满的时候。
And everything that comes out of our mouth truly be full of love, be full of humility, be full of faith.
每一句从我们嘴巴说出来的话都是充满了爱心这个充满了这个圣洁充满了神的能力。
So that's why when we fill with the word of God, when we speak to one another truly, we speak with great love.
那么因为这样子，我们大家彼此这个说话就能够互相得到造就。
Because when we speak and we have wisdom, we can truly discern a person's heart. How can we treat a certain person this way and that way?
因为都是我们有神让神的道充满的话我们就能够这个分辨是非能够了解人心的需要。
But because without the word of God, every time we speak truth, we can hurt one another.
但是若是不是这样子的话那我们说话很容易就伤害对方。
That's why if we have the word of God inside of us, and we come to have fellowship, and then truly our fellowship would be in the Lord.
所以都是我们常常有主的话。那我们聚集在一起的时候，我们就能够能够互相彼此造就。
Let's see also the book of Matthew chapter 4.
我们再看这马太福音的第四章。
Chapter 4, verse 4.
第四章的第四节。
Chapter 4, verse 4.
第四章第四节。
But he answered and said, "It is written." Verse 7.
第七节
Jesus said to him, "It is written." Verse 10.
第四节。
Then Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written."So we can see these three times that the Lord Jesus Christ defended himself with the temptation of the devil by saying, "It is written."
我们知道主耶稣他借着这个经上所说的话三次的来抵挡魔鬼的试探。
Actually, we have the word of God inside of us.
所以都是我们有神的话在我们心中。
Truly, Satan cannot tempt us.
这个撒旦就没有办法来试探我们。
If we have the word of God inside of us,
都是有神的话在我们心中。
Satan would not allow us to stray away from the will of God.
这个魔鬼就不能使我们这个离开神的道而跌倒。
So that's why, as brothers and sisters,
所以我们弟兄姐妹
we truly need to stand fast in the word of God.
我们必须要在神的道上扎根。
Because the word of God can sanctify us and cleanse us.
因为神的道能够使我们成圣。能够使我们洁净。
And the word of God can give us the wisdom to speak to one another in love.
也让我们有智慧能够用爱心说话来造就别人。
And the word of God can allow us truly to overcome Satan.
而且神的话也可以帮助我们来胜过撒旦魔鬼。
So if we are strong in the word of God.
所以都是我们在神的话上刚强。
And then it's very easy for our Lord Jesus Christ to add new members to our church.
那么主耶稣就很容易的能够把这个得救的人数天天加给我们。
But if we are weak in the word of God.
但是我们都是软弱的话。
If God add any more members to church, then it's very difficult for us to stand firm.
虽然说神把这个得救人数加给我们但是呢，我们没有办法继续持守住神的道理。
If we are the foundation of the church,
因为我们是教会的根基。
If the foundation is not strong, how can we build the building any higher? It's impossible.
这个根基都是不稳固，我们怎么能在这个房子上来更加这个建高楼上去呢？
So the first reason why the Lord can add more members to the church because they steadfast in the doctrine of the apostle.
主能够把这个得救的人数加给他们因为他们天天这个遵守使徒的教训。
Let's also turn to book of Acts turn back to book of Acts chapter 2 verse 42.
我们再回到《使徒行传》的第二章的四十二节
，verse 42，
四十二节。
And they continue steadfast in the apostle doctrine and in fellowship.
他们恒心遵守使徒的教训， 而且这个彼此相交。
They not only steadfast in the apostle doctrine, but also steadfast in the apostle doctrines.
他们不只是遵守这个属灵教
训。In fellowship, sorry, in fellowship.
而且他们也彼此有相交。
Actually, fellowship is very important in the family.
这个彼此相交在家庭生活是很重要的。
You can see nowadays they did a research that you know pretty much almost every single family, every single night they do not have dinner together.
今天经过调查这个家人。这个每个晚上一起吃晚饭的时间都不够了。
So because of this, many kids they always get into trouble.
那么也是因为这样子，很多这个家庭的孩子他们就出了毛病。
Because in the family, they feel like they really not connected to anyone, especially their parents.
因为孩子觉得他们跟父母亲好像没有什么有这个任何的这个关系密切。
But in the early years in America.
但是在早期这个美国的生活
almost every single family have dinner together
可以说呢每一个家庭都是晚上有一起吃饭的时间
and during this dinner is when the time they share with one another what's going on in their lives
那么在吃饭的时间大家彼此交谈今天发生的事情
actually in a Christian family the same thing
那么对一个基督教的家庭也是一样
we need to have fellowship with one another
我们必须要有这个彼此团契的时间
without fellowship we cannot truly call ourselves family members
若是没有彼此团契的时间我们不能说我们是一个家庭的成员
because with fellowship we can share a burden to one another
因为彼此团契的时候我们可以分担别人的重担
with fellowship we can share weaknesses to one another
这个分担别人的软弱
And with fellowship, we can truly pray for one another.
Okay, 而且能够彼此互相的代祷勉励。
So why is so important for us to have fellowship?
所以为什么这个团契的生活这么重要
Actually, without fellowship, our Lord Jesus Christ cannot add any more members to the church.
事实上，若是没有这个彼此相交团契的生活，主耶稣没有办法把得救的人数加给我们。
Especially for those who have been justly newly baptized.
尤其是刚受洗的人来说。
After they have baptized, then we have no fellowship with them, have no you know, kind of a fellowship with a member, then it's really easy for them to stray from church.
对受洗的人，刚受洗的人没有在跟他们彼此相交团契那么他们很快的就又要离开教会，离开主去。
So last night at Sacramento Church, we have a council member meeting.
所以昨天晚上在 Sacramento 他们有这个负责人的会议。
Actually, Sacramento Church they are very active with evangelizing to you know to truth seekers.
这个Sacramento 教会对于这个慕道友这个布道的工作做得很好。
But then we realize one thing.
但是呢，我们也发现到一点。
All this time that we evangelize to truth seeker, you know, have picnics and have events for truth seeker, we neglected the members themselves.
这个对于这个慕道友举办这个郊游。这个团契呢，但是呢，也忽略了自己本身
we realize
教会弟兄姐妹的需要。
Many members in Sacramento Church we truly do not know one another.
那么很多这个好像 Sacramento 这个教会的弟兄姐妹，大家并不是很这个彼此互相了解。
Because in the past fellowship we always concerned with truth seekers.
因为过去他们所注重的就是慕道友。
And some members argue with one another because of truth seekers.
甚至有些人他们彼此这个争论也是因为慕道友的缘故。
So for this 2007, we decide to approach it differently.
所以这2007年我们打算用不同的这个方式。
Of course, we never want to neglect truth seeker or friends who want to come to church.
当然不是说我们要忽略这些朋友或者是慕道友来教会。
At the same time, we want just to have fellowship among brothers and sisters.
但是有时候我们也需要就是弟兄姐妹彼此团契的时间。
So we can be stronger as brothers and sisters.
那么这样子我们可以建立更这个有效有力量的一个教会团体
生活。And through this fellowship, truly we can be strong.
那么借着这样子的教会团体的生活，大家信心可以坚定。
Actually, this is one of the uniqueness in Hawaii Church.
事实上这就是夏威夷教会的特点。
Many of them naturally they love to have fellowship.
因为夏威夷教会的弟兄姐妹他们很喜欢团契。
So with this fellowship, it make them stronger year by year.
所以借着这个团契生活，这个每年他们的信仰就增加。
Because I remember last year during the spiritual convocation.
我还记得去年在灵恩布道会的时候。
During the time we have no true seekers at all.
有一次我们没有任何的慕道友。
And our brother and sister were very weak in faith.
那么弟兄姐妹呢，他们信心也都不好。
But this year really is 180 turnaround.
但是今年好像有180度的转变。
You can see the members are more, you know, are more fervent to preach the gospel.
我们看见这一次这个信徒他们更热心传福音。
And their faith is more established in our Lord Jesus Christ.
他们这信仰上也更加的有根基。
Because many of them, because we have two prayer houses, one in Kauai and one in Maui.
因为我们在Kauai跟Maui都有祈祷所。
And Honolulu is the mother church there.
那么这个Honolulu就好像这个母会。
So brother and sister make effort to fly to Kauai and to Maui to have fellowship with other brothers and sisters.
所以呢，弟兄姐妹他们坐飞机到Kauai跟这个跟什么地方？
Kauai and Maui.
还有毛衣去跟弟兄姐妹能够一起聚会。
So because of this, truly they become stronger.
那么因为这样子，所以他们就更加的这个。
So truly we need to have fellowship among one another.
所以呢，就是我们彼此之间需要有好的团契的生
活。But our fellowship is not fellowship of the things in the world.
但是当我们彼此相交团契生活并不是这个谈世界上事。
But rather the fellowship in our Lord Jesus Christ.
乃是要谈论主耶稣基督的事。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 2.
我们看以弗所书的第二章。
Chapter 2 verse 19.
以弗所书第二章十九节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 19.
以弗所书二章的十九节。
Verse 19.Now, therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God.
说这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。
Actually, the day we got baptized.
我们受洗的那一天。
We are no strangers and foreigners to one another.
我们不再是做客旅跟外人。
But rather, all of us are saints of God and we live in the same household.
大家都成为这个圣徒，而且过一个大家庭的生活。
If we live in the same households and we don't have fellowship, really, this really odd.
都是我们过一个大家庭的生活，但是没有互相的交接。那就很奇怪了。
Actually, we have a strong fellowship among one another.
那事实上，我们有很好的应该的大家庭，有一个很好的
团体生活在对。If we truly can share with one another our burden and our weaknesses, and then we can become a stronger church.
都是大家能够彼此关怀能够分担重担的话。那么教会就能够会刚强起来。
So you can see tonight, our Lord, we study two reasons why our Lord Jesus Christ added more disciples to the church.
所以今天我们查考有两个道理就是说主耶稣为什么把得救的人数天天加给他们。
Actually, the first reason is for us to have the Word of God inside of us.
第一点就是说我们大家都要有主的道在我们心里头。
And the second reason for us to have fellowship with one another.
第二点就是大家应该有彼此互相交接团契。
If we are strong in these two things, truly, our Lord Jesus Christ will add more people to the church.
若是这两件事情都做得好的话，那么主耶稣就能够把这个得救的人数天天加给我们。
So may God continue to guide us and strengthen us.
愿神继续的带领我们帮助我们。
For us always to read His Word and have fellowship among brothers and sisters.
让我们能够多读主的话，而且弟兄姐妹彼此有互相的交接团契。
Let's sing Hymn 126.
我们来唱诗126首。
126.
126首。